Saturday is National Black HIV/AIDS Awareness Day. In the city of St. Louis, HIV infection is almost five times higher in the black community than in the white. In recognition of that date, Myrtle Hilliard Davis Comprehensive Health Centers is overseeing a testing event at Harris Stowe State University, and on Friday and Saturday will provide 2 days of free and confidential testing and education there and elsewhere conducted by the City of St. Louis Department of Health. The event is called Turn Up for HIV and AIDS Prevention. We'll have full information on that on our website at stlpublicradio.org. There will be a special performance at the university Saturday by our next guest, stage, screen, and TV actress, singer, and HIV/AIDS activist Cheryl Lee Ralph. She joins us by phone. Cheryl, thank you so much for being with us.
Wonderful to be on the air with you, and I love public broadcasting of any kind when we bring unusual and different stories to the public.
Well, wonderful to hear you say that. We'll save that little sound clip.
Thank you.
You know, this is
Thank you. You're welcome. Please do.
This is an issue that is very, very close to your heart, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, I came to this issue as a young woman on Broadway doing Dreamgirls, and I tell you, it was very difficult for the little church girl in me to see my friends suffer and die in stigma, shame, silence of a mysterious disease that nobody wanted to talk about, and nobody wanted to do anything about it, and it was just very, very difficult. And that's when I said, you know what, these are somebody's friends, fathers, brothers, lovers, and quite a few women, too. And I said, we've got to figure out a way to help them. And then when it seemed like help wasn't coming, I said, we must figure out a way to remember them.
And we'll talk about that in a moment, because you've done that in a very special way. But, you know, we have been talking about this for a long time, and there's still an awful lot that people don't know or have forgotten about things they should do to deal with this situation.
Like, be responsible. One, you know, a lot of people want to ignore the fact that sex is in everybody's face all the time. Look at the Super Bowl alone. The one with the Kardashian woman there, I mean, that was like pure sex. It's like you got to talk about things like that with young people to help them make proper choices, because things are always in their face. And then we don't want to talk about it with them to make responsible choices in life. We don't want to talk to them that, yes, you can have sex. You can also not have sex. If you're going to have sex, have it responsibly. Condom use, make that a part of your life. Sexually transmitted diseases. Everybody wants to act like sex isn't connected to STDs. Yes, it is. And if you're a blessed person, you might have some good sex in your life, but it's got to be done responsibly, because it can definitely shorten your life, affect the quality of your life, and people need to know testing needs to be a part of your sexual life and well-being, and shouldn't be something you think doesn't have to be done.
And it's not that big a deal. The test is a very simple, easy test.
It's an easy test. It's not like you've got to have a needle, draw blood, all of that anymore. There is a quick, simple swab test. You just swab the mouth, put it in the solution, and you've got your results in 20 minutes. That means you're 20 minutes closer to having a better quality of life. Look what testing did for Magic Johnson. Nobody talks about the fact that Magic Johnson got tested early in his disease, got into treatment, got into care, and he is now 54 years old, and when he got the disease, people would have been sure to say, oh, this is a death sentence. But it's not, because he took care of himself, and he got tested.
You know, I mentioned in the introduction that you're going to be performing at 1 o'clock here on Saturday. You're performing Sometimes I Cry, and I know that's very personal, too. What is Sometimes I Cry?
Sometimes I Cry is a one-woman show that I wrote where I simply tell real women's real stories about either being infected or affected by HIV and AIDS. And believe it or not, it was public radio that gave me my first interview some 12 years ago, and I'm still performing this show around the world. I simply tell people's real stories.
We only have a minute left. How is it structured? I know it's a one-person show, but a series of vignettes?
It's, you know, it's very much like Vagina Monologues. I set it up for you, I tell you who the person is, and I let that person come to life simply through their words. We don't have a, we don't do a whole lot of this set stuff. We don't do, you know, props and all of that. We let the power of the people's story take full stage. We let them move people to a new level of understanding when it comes to HIV and AIDS. They laugh, they cry, but more than that, they learn something. People always leave saying to me, I had no idea. I had no idea. And that's a blessing. You can't ask for much more than that.
That's going to be happening at Harris Stowe at 1 o'clock on Saturday. Cheryl Lee Ralph is coming in to do that once again. She's been doing it for a long time. We want to thank you so much for being with us and hope you enjoy your stay in St. Louis.
Thank you. I will. I love St. Louis.
And St. Louis is going to love you. I can just tell. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Coming up next, Mike Matheny. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.